Matthew 10. And he said, don't rejoice because the devil is subject unto you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Is that right?
Amen.
Now, I want to quiet you down just a minute. And Judas was with him. Is that right? Judas was just as big a duck as in the puddle. He was shouting and rejoicing too. And he followed the church right on down till it come to Pentecost. But when it come to Pentecost to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he refused it and betrayed Jesus. And that was the Antichrist. And that spirit today will come right down and teach justification by faith and everything and move right on down to the baptism of the Holy Ghost and then show its colors.
Amen.
That's exactly. And watch the 10 virgins that went out. Five, all of them virgins. Five of them were foolish. Five had oil in their lamps. What is oil? The Holy Spirit. See? That's right. They were all virgins, lived good, clean lives. You say, well, brother, I don't go to dances. I don't go to shows. That's just some oil thing. Unless there has been a supernatural.
Amen.
Not because you shouted, not because you spoke with tongues, not because you jumped up and down, not because you did this, but something supernatural.
Amen.
Has happened in here that's changed you.
Amen.
And put you a seal of in God. You're anchored.
Amen.
That's right. Well, you don't believe? I believe in shouting. I believe in all these things, but that isn't the answer. The Methodists thought when they shouted, they had it. But they found out they were wrong. A lot of them shouted and didn't have it. The Pentecost come along, they spoke in tongues, they said, we got her. But they found out they were wrong. Many of them spoke in tongues, had nothing. Though I speak with tongue of men and angels, and have not love, it profit me nothing. They didn't have it. That's right. That's the reason the whole world was deceived by it, and through the other thing. That isn't the answer. Not any fleshly demonstration or emotion, but something has happened in here.
Amen.
That's changed your whole opinion. Changed your whole nature. You are converted.
Amen.
Not you, but Christ has come into you and converted you. Your nature's dead of the old man, and you're born again, and you're a new man.